This week will mark the halfway point for the Florida legislative session. They meet 60 days every 2 years, and now the budget is really kicking in. The House and the Senate budget negotiators will be trying to bring their versions to the floor this week. In Florida, we do have a constitutional requirement for a balanced budget. So there are some sales tax exemption bills out there we're interested in. Whenever you take money out of the equation, it means that you're going to have to lower the budget projections as well. But one of the things that we do have is a sales tax exemption on animal medications that are not purchased through a vet. So wormers and that kind of thing that you purchase on your own. Also in that package is a sales tax exemption for building materials for fences. Those we've been asking for quite some time, and we hope this year is the magic year where we can get them. The budget, they are still over $1 billion apart between the House and Senate, and they're also a long ways apart on what they will and will not fund. The Senate president is pushing Senate Bill 10, which requires around 60,000 acres of agricultural land in the Everglades Ag area to be bought, also to be bonded. The money to buy them with will be borrowed, and that has really driven a wedge between the House and Senate budget negotiators. So we're probably going to have to see that one work out on its own to see where the budget will actually be. That's such a big lick off of the land purchasing side in the budget, it has caused the rest of the land acquisition or conservation easement acquisitions to be zeroed out. And we were hoping for at least $50 million for conservation easement purchases through the Department of Ag this year, and right now they're sitting at zero.
Bottom line, is there still things that producers can do out there, Sam, contact their legislators? Is that something that would be good at this point?
Contact your legislators and tell them you're watching and that you're concerned. We don't need any more agricultural land taking out of production. And these are not willing sellers. These are, it's kind of a heavy-handed hit on top of these guys.